I'm talking today with Dave Young from Shortcut Content. And Dave, we've been talking about the content creator's creed, and we broke down the first one, the last podcast, and we're moving on to the second, which is your work's meaning and your company's purpose are best shared through a human voice. Why not the press release? Why a human voice?
Well, people buy from people that they know, like, and trust, mm-hmm. right? And as I've said in the previous one, there are some corporate voices that can be an exception to this rule, but typically in our day-to-day interactions, when we buy things that we're going to use in our life, we're going to go to somebody that we know, somebody that we like, somebody that we trust. That's how we choose a doctor. That's how we'll choose a lawyer. And if we don't know one, we'll ask somebody else who they know, who they like, or who they trust. Mm-hmm. And so it's never going to be, oh, well, I'm going to choose that company because I really like their logo. Mm-hmm. You know, it's if we have heard their story in a human voice and heard what they can do to help us, they've got a better shot at least getting us to pick up the phone and call or come in the door, those kinds of things. And what we do at Shortcut Content in podcasting and video, it can help people get to feel like they know you. One of the really cool things is several of our clients, and I've actually had this experience myself, where people have listened to you in a podcast or seen you in a video. And when they actually talk to you face to face and they hear your voice, they say, oh my gosh, I feel like I know you. Mm-hmm. Especially if you've been doing podcasting. I used one of our clients as a good example. He's a chiropractor and he's been doing these podcasts with us for about 3 years now. And he said it happens every week. Somebody will come in and he'll walk into the exam room, meet them for the very first time. And as soon as he opens his mouth, their reaction is, I feel like I know you.
Mm, that's great.
And so, you know that, what a great advantage to have when the minute you walk in the door, you've got people that feel like they know you and like you and trust you, as opposed to now you've got to build that with somebody that you've never spoken to. Mm-hmm. And so that's a really powerful thing. I think the other thing is when it's one person talking to another person, and by that I mean, you know, even in a podcast, I used to be in the radio business, and one of the biggest mistakes that a radio announcer, especially somebody really early in their career, if they take the viewpoint that they're speaking to a big audience of people, it's not going to come across as real as it would if in their mind they just thought about, I'm talking to one other person.
Right.
And so my advice to beginning announcers is always when that microphone comes on and you start to talk into it, make sure that you're talking as if you're speaking to one person sitting across the breakfast table having a cup of coffee. Mm-hmm. And so it's just like what we're doing right now recording this podcast. There may be hundreds of people that listen to it, but as we create this, it's just you and I. It's just you and I having a conversation, telling some stories. And what happens is when we listen to those conversations, so when you're listening to the radio and the announcer is delivering information in that manner, a person's empathy is activated. In your mind, you become a part of that conversation. And that's what's, I think, really cool about listening to podcasts is we can feel like we're actually a part of it, that we're maybe not involved in the conversation, but we're sitting at our chair at the same table, enjoying that same conversation, just not necessarily taking an active part in it. But our empathy is activated by that kind of participation. Now, of course, we take the podcast audio and we transcribe it and rewrite it as written content for our clients' websites, which is just another way for people to enjoy that same story. They just prefer to read it, or that's the way it fits into their lifestyle or what they're doing in the course of their business day. So it's a good way to create lots of different kinds of pieces of content as well.
And I know you would say, I'm seeing here, the why of the story is the most powerful of the story storytelling. Is that because when I hear your why, I take it on as my own?
Yeah. When we are advertising or talking about a business, the most important question that you can answer in an ad or in any kind of persuasive type of communication is to answer the why. Why should I care? Why should I pick up the phone and call you? Why should I fill out a form and download something? The why is the most powerful. And we're going to talk a little bit about that in our next segment. But just remember that when you start writing, think about the why. Why should somebody care, or why have you done what you've done? So if we were telling the story Shortcut Content, the biggest question we could ask or we could answer is, why did you create this company? Mm-hmm. Why should people care? And why should they use it?
And I'm looking forward to hearing more about that, Dave.
I'm looking forward to talking about it.
All right, great. We'll get into more of the content creator's creed. Until then, Dave, how can everybody get a hold of you? Because I know everyone has some questions.
ShortcutContent.com has all the contact information you need. So phone, email, forms, it's all there.
Perfect. Thank you, Dave.